All right, what up, guys? It's Andrew Walsh here with my second self-talk. I got a lot of feedback from the first one, so thank you for sticking with me, tuning into this episode on mental rehearsal. Going to be diving into visualization, and what I'm trying to kind of show and highlight with these self-talks is to just kind of give some background information onto these topics and then some action items. So at the end of this, I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. But first, I need to set the scene, right? So we're going to start off with a little story, okay? So I want you, wherever you're listening to this, is to just kind of imagine, right? You're in a waiting room. They call your name. You go into the office, right? And there's a person sitting there, and you recognize that person. And you're like, holy cow, that's Leonardo DiCaprio. Right? And the man sitting across from both of you says, hey, here's a movie script. You're going to be playing the co-lead role right next to Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a 300-page script. Okay. In 2 weeks, I want you to come back and we're going to run lines. And if you run lines the right way, you're going to get this lead with Leonardo DiCaprio, multi-million dollar film, right? So you head out of this office. Are you a little motivated? Are you a little fired up, right? You're going to look at this script. You're going to rehearse it. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to go in front of the mirror? Are you going to practice your voice, your tone? Are you going to, you know, role play with a friend and have them come over? Are you going to record yourself? You're going to do everything you can to become that character, to visualize exactly everything that is happening in that scene so that you can get the role, right? Well, in our life, why have we not made the conscious choice to create a script for our life, right? And this is where some of this visualization and meditation comes into play. And I want to share a study that was done by Dr. Bisotto at the University of Chicago, okay? So listen to this study here. So the University of Chicago, they had a huge focus group, and they split them into three different groups and tested each group on how many free throw shots they could make. After this, he had the first group practice free throws every day for an hour. So they were actually shooting the free throws, right? The second group just visualized themselves making the free throws. So they would lie down, they would imagine what the motion would feel like, what it would look like hitting the back of the net, the feeling of the ball in their hands, the smell of the gym, right? And they would just visualize making the free throws. The third group did nothing. After 30 days, Dr. Bisotto tested them again. And the first group, who was actually shooting the free throws, improved by 24%. Okay, but this is what's crazy, guys. The second group improved by 23% without even touching a basketball. Let me say that again. The second group of this study improved by 23% without even touching a basketball. And the third group did not improve, which was as expected. They took no action, right? So if you're sitting here listening, go on Google, look up this free throw study and visualization. And it's right there for everyone to see. So what happens in our life is if you want a better life, if you want things to change in your finances, in your health, in your relationships, right? A lot of times we only have our past experiences to go on. So let's say I've never really made money. I'm struggling. It's COVID. There's a lot of things, you know, taking me away from potentially making more money, my time and energy. So I'm like, okay, once I get to that goal, then I can keep going and I'll have that new stimuli introduced of how I can get there, right? No, right? So if you, right where you're at now, start creating your own script, visualizing yourself already achieving that goal of having the financial freedom, right? And, you know, I'll get personal. When I was going through and helping my wife and I as a team paying off the student loan debt, 56 grand, you know, I would be visualizing us holding that sign with the 56, you know, balloons above us, the smile on our face, feeling like it had already been accomplished, holding the sign, looking at my wife, just feeling that intense feeling of being debt free and just how liberating it was. And I was still 36 grand in debt, right? But I was introducing my brain to the possibility that this could very well happen. And not only can it will happen. And I believed it. And almost like I was having you in the beginning story, I created that as a script and I would rehearse it in my visualization and meditation. So if I didn't have anything else to go off by creating and visualizing, it's almost like I had already achieved paying off the debt. So I believed even more that it was possible. And then the universe, God, everything started working in my favor. And one thing I wanted to share is you want to avoid reward prediction error. Feel free to Google this. All right. Reward prediction error. Okay. So what this is say, for example, I want a new car. Okay. So I am so obsessed with getting the new car that like I miss all the little dopamine hits of the work that went in every day, the extra calls, the waking up early. And I was just about getting that new car. Because what will happen is if that feeling when I get that new car and the dopamine that I get when I'm driving it, if that does not exceed all the little amounts of work that went into there, you'll be in that new car and you'll be feeling miserable. You're going to feel like, man, I worked so hard for this and it doesn't feel like I thought it would. Right? Some of you may be listening and be like, man, I've had that. There was something I wanted so bad. And when I got it, it wasn't all the hype, you know? So we need to, as people and as individuals, get really, really good about celebrating, I would say, the little victories. Hey, I was super tired, but I woke up at 3:30 this morning. By 4:30, my body was screaming at me to get back into bed. But I didn't listen. I persevered. And I'm having the most epic day now, right? I'm way to go. You know, little victory. Celebrating that is crucial so that you don't get burned out or so that you don't experience this reward prediction error where you're just so let down. It's almost for us, the fact that we are driving and striding towards something and working on achieving and accomplishing a goal, that gives us more fulfillment than actually obtaining it itself. So if you're taking anything from this, continue to work. And as long as you're getting a little bit better every day, be proud of that. Give yourself the accolades that are due throughout the process. Okay. So in coming up with what you want to visualize and creating this script, right, of your life, I want you guys, you know, whether you want to pause or timestamp this, you know, get out a piece of paper, get out a pen, and I want you to write this down, okay? These are three questions that I want you to ask yourself, and be real when you ask yourself these, okay? Question one, write down everything you are chasing. So right now, write down everything you are chasing. Are you chasing success? Are you chasing money? Are you chasing helping people? Are you chasing, you know, better health? Are you chasing a new relationship? Write down everything that you're chasing, right? And it could be more than one thing, obviously, okay? Once you've done that, number two, write down, where did that idea come from? Okay, where did that idea come from? Was it from your parents? You know, was it a friend who kind of put that thought into your head? Was it something you've seen on social media or that you've grown up and that's just what, at your age and what background you have, this is what you should be doing with your life? Or was it on your heart? Did you have a role model? Was it put on you by God or higher influence or a calling you almost feel like? Where that idea came from? Okay. Now, third, this is a really important question, okay? So tune in. Is this really my dream? Is this really my dream? Okay? So I want you to look at the answers to number one, okay? What you were chasing. I want, if it was maybe something career-oriented or a goal, I want you to think of someone who's 20 years older than you who's achieved that, okay? 20 years older than you and has achieved that. And think to yourself, knowing that person or knowing what you can find out about that person and the lifestyle and the sacrifices, is that what I want for my life? Okay. Is that what I want for my life? This person who's 20 years older, they've accomplished the dreams that I want, but is that really what I want? Okay. So by doing this, guys, you're going to really look in and look within yourself, which is great, because from this, I want you to then start creating your vision board of what you really want to do and how you really want to give back to this world, so that when you're putting in that work each day, you have a purpose-driven life. You're using your best abilities to become everything that you were created to be, right? So with creating a vision board, it's super simple. Most of us, if not all of us who are listening, have either an iPhone or an Android. All those phones have a notes section. So simply what you can do is, in order, this is called mental rehearsal. So it's doing something in order, mentally rehearsing. So it would be like mentally rehearsing these scripts, these lines over and over. So you will create a vision board based off the goals and what you want to achieve in chronological order, right? So the first thing I wanted to do was to find a career that brings me fulfillment, right? The second thing I wanted to do was to get into a serious relationship, right? Third thing was get my health right. Okay, so these are just examples. So then I want you to go on to Google or something, find an image that really hits home for you, that when you see it, you know it, you know, copy that image, paste it into your notes, right? Do this and go through chronological order, right? So this is just kept in your notes, okay? And then while you, I will recommend the Dr. Joe Dispenza meditation that you can do. It's about 14 minutes. Look it up on YouTube. Right before you lay down to meditate, look at your vision board, okay? And then mentally rehearse that dream life through that vision board and try and make it as real as possible. I want you to be walking into this dream, you know, into that career job. You're pulling into the parking lot. You are fired up to go into the office, whether you had a lot of coffee that morning or it's just, you know, you're at the right place. You're getting in there, you're smiling, you're high-fiving everybody at work. You can smell the fresh coffee coming, you know, from the office. You are fulfilled. You're doing great. I mean, you are getting into serious, deep visualization of each one of these portions of your vision board, right? And you're going in mental rehearsal, chronological order, right? Because then the next thing, you wanted to get into a serious relationship. Imagine yourself with that person, doing trips, laughing at dinners. You feel emotionally just like, oh my gosh, I feel like this person is here. They're right there, right? And then you want to get healthy, and you see yourself putting in the work every day, and you're so excited to see those end results, right? And you go through this meditation, right? So you do it the first day. Okay, and you were a little maybe all over the place. Visualization and meditation can be very difficult if it's hard to stay focused, right? But the more you do this, the more you mentally rehearse, the clearer the vision comes. The better you get at rehearsing the script, the more likely it is to start happening in your life, okay? And this is the next and final thing I'll close with. So thank you for listening today, is having an accomplished board. Guys, there is nothing better than having something that was in your vision board and then being able to delete that picture and insert in the accomplished board you in that picture as it has already been accomplished, right? So for me, I had a picture of $54,000 or $56,000 of debt, and that was in my vision board, and I just knew it was going to be knocked down. So when I was able to take the picture with my wife of the debt-free and put that in my accomplished board, so every day when I'm going through my visualization in the first thing in the morning, I'm going through my vision board, and then I see the accomplished board. And it reminds me, hey, this is why I'm up so early. This is why I'm going to go the extra mile today. This is why I'm going to go and do things one more time. and have that one more mentality is because look at all the stuff that I've been able to achieve. And from that, the influence that it has brought me and the ability then to inspire others and bring more people ultimately to know and love God, right? So this was today's episode on mental rehearsal. I really hope you were able to take maybe one thing from this. And if you were, please share this with a friend if you think they also would get some value from this. And I really just want to say God bless. Thank you for the support. Have a wonderful day. And thank you for tuning in for my second episode of Self Talk. Take care.